With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Mark Wayne Mullen has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Homeland Security. Correspondent Greg Clugston.
Mostly along party lines, confirming Mullen 54-45. President Trump selected the Republican senator from Oklahoma to take over the department after firing Secretary Kristi Noem. Mullen takes over the department during a difficult time. Democrats are demanding changes in the department's immigration operation, which has created a budget battle leading to long lines at U.S. airports. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says there was a lot of debris at that LaGuardia crash site, but the cockpit recorders have been retrieved.
In order to get to the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder, the Port Authority and the emergency responders cut a hole on the roof of the aircraft, dropped down, and was able to get the CVR and FDR for us, which then one of our investigators drove back to our labs in Washington, D.C.
And she adds it is much too soon to answer questions on what led to the collision or how it could have been prevented.
What I'm going to tell you is we are world-renowned investigators, but we deal in facts. And if we are not able to verify those yet, and we haven't been able to, we can't provide those. We have a lot of information, but we need to be able to verify that information.
Two pilots were killed, dozens of injuries reported. Military cargo plane crash in Colombia, 121 on board, 33 have been killed. Officials say most of the dead are soldiers. This is SRN News. Well, two more Indiana abortion clinics are closing. Michael Harrington reports.
Planned Parenthood says the facilities, both located in Indianapolis, will shut their doors permanently as of April 3rd. The Trump administration's efforts to restrict taxpayer funding for abortion are being blamed by Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business. Meanwhile, Indiana's abortion ban is being tied up in court by a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious faith and therefore protected by the First Amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge in Oregon says the Trump administration overreached by issuing a declaration that sex change operations for children are unsafe and ineffective. Judge Mustafa Kashubahai states that HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did not go through the proper administrative procedures. This is SRN News. The world of hockey is grieving the life of an NHL journalist who died tragically with her family over the weekend.
The National Hockey League says it is mourning the death of longtime Minnesota Wild reporter Jessie Pierce and her three children in a weekend house fire. An NHL statement on Sunday said the team is devastated at the loss of the 37-year-old reporter and her children. Fire crews said they responded Saturday to 911 calls of a house on fire in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. They said an adult and three children were found dead in the home. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Pierce covered the Wild for NHL.com for the past decade. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
WNBA players have unanimously approved the new collective bargaining agreement with more than 90% participating in voting over the weekend. That CBA will begin the season and run through 2032. More details, srnnews.com.